Good morning. It's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is a show where I spend a few minutes just talking with you about some element of job search because I believe it doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just the skills needed to find a job are different than those needed to do a job. And on this show, I'm going to ask one of those obnoxious interview questions that really is designed to put people on the defensive and justify why they are being paid the way they are. Now, I draw people in. I'm subtle with this. I think it's a good lesson to learn for all of you. And if you like this show, please give it 5 stars in iTunes and a great review. It helps other people discover the show. And let's get rolling. And I'm back with another of those tough interview questions to help you land your next job more quickly by performing better on your interviews. Now, today's tough interview question, I think, is hysterical. But, you know, there is a legitimate purpose to it. And the question is, why is your salary so high? And it's always asked with, even if they don't say it that way, they don't, you know, that's the implication to it. You hear it that way. Why is your salary so high? So there are two ways to answer it. And the first one is when times are good and a firm is suggesting with that question that their budget is less than what you're currently earning. That is what it's the message behind the question. The reply by saying, you know, it's not that my salary is so high per se, but understand, you know, there's the obvious parts of doing such and such kind of work, but they're the less obvious parts of what I've done. And then you go into a full-blown, full-court press talking about everything that you do beyond simply your job description, the basics of your job description, that demonstrate why you are an extraordinary employee for your current firm. So you have to think about that one in advance. You know, and use that as an approach when times are good. Now, here's the subtlety that very few people will talk with you about. And let's look at when times are bad. And the market's collapsed for what you do. You're making more than what most firms are going to pay. And they ask you that question. And when times are bad, you have to go humble on them and say, you know, the reality is I was paid more than market. And you know, my firm chose to do that. Who am I to argue with them? They're willing to pay me more. But I understand that the market is such and such for this kind of role. And you can offer them a salary range. And, you know, I'm fully prepared to come down to that price. So, you know, again, when times are good, you go, you go in and answer that question by talking about all the extra things that you do beyond simply the normal ones. And when times are bad, you may talk about some of those things as well. It builds yourself up, but you continue by saying, but I understand my firm was overpaying for what I do. And as a result, I understand that the market is at a range of such and such to such and such, and I'm prepared to accept that. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.